Rush Top 10. The best-selling books, hilarious topics, intelligent, creative, and funny responses. TMR Top 10. Join in live on The Morning Rush, 6 to 10 a.m. Heard on air and online at rx931.com.
And on the Monster RX93.1 radio app.
Twitch.tv/MonsterRX931. And at RX931 on FB and YouTube. Only from Manila's hottest. Monster RX93.1.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for today's Top 10. Let's announce it and let us thank OD1 Kenobi for suggesting today's hashtag. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We are using the hashtag Joa Bucket List. Yes! So, yung mga stuff na gusto mong gawin with Joa na hindi mo pa nagagawa that are on your bucket list. So, let's give them some examples. The first one goes, yung rainy morning, tapos iinom kang kape in an oversized mug, wearing only his white polo as he sleeps on the bed.
Nuts naman.
Pag commercial. Pag coffee commercial.
Para kanino ka bumabangon?
I feel like, honestly, I feel like I've seen a commercial that it goes exactly like that. I just don't remember which brand. Or a movie, yeah, that's a pretty common scene as well. Tsaka kailangan talaga white. Diba?
So, or sweater, actually.
That's true. Yeah. Pero parang something about a polo eh. Something about an oversized polo looks great. Kasi parang it gives you the impression na medyo bossing yung yung kasama mo, yung jowa mo. Diba? Kasi ganda ng outfit niya eh. Naka, you know, naka-button up siya and everything. So, pwede, pwede.
Eh, paano kapag kunwari si Marky yung, ano, jowa mo? Eh, hubadero. Walang...
magiginaw
ka. Doesn't even wear shirt.
Medyo mapaparami yung kape mo kasi...
You need to keep warm.
Yeah, exactly, for warmth. Another example, hashtag Joa Bucket List. Bumili ng property together, pagsawa na sa travel.
Oh, okay. So that's where you put your money in.
Yeah. Parang this sounds familiar.
Parang this sounds like it's happening right now.
But I don't think sawa na sila sa travel.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Diba? Mm-hmm. Na, I mean, I think lahat naman darating sa stage na yun, pero... mamimiss it, mamimiss mo pa din to travel.
Yeah, it's just another goal for you guys.
Yeah, exactly. Nice. So another example, Joa Bucket List. Maghabulan sa dalampasigan habang nagbabasaan at nagkikilitian. Tapos gugulong kayo sa sand. Tapos torrid kiss.
Wow! I can already imagine.
Alam mo na yung na-picture ko dito? Marimar.
Alam mo yung parang ano lang, yung may piece of cloth ka lang na naka-wrap around your body.
Actually, Marimar, or the movie I watched the other day, Swept Away, yung kay Madonna.
Oh, very, please tell us about it.
Very ganyan. You have to watch it. Please watch it.
No, but I have to watch the documentary first. That really...
Oh, no, but Swept Away is like an independent... But it's...
It's a movie.
You like it.
Okay.
Because it's a little weird. Actually, it's very weird.
Grabe yung connection, no? You like it because it's a little weird.
I mean...
where is the lie?
Diba? Magpapaligoy-ligoy pa ba tayo?
That's true.
Another example... hashtag Joa Bucket List. Magpa-picture sa photo studio tapos pa-print ng wallet size photo.
Wallet size!
Ano mo? Kaya ako natatawa.
Bakit may ganyan ka, no?
May ex ako na gustong-gusto yung
kami. Oh my God!
Sa studio.
Na-imagine
hindi ko talaga
kita.
Kaya.
So you said no?
Yeah!
Oh my God.
Yeah, of course I said no. Have we met? Alam mo pa yung no ko with such hostility. Yung parang, why?
Why?
Ganon. Parang, ano siya, baby, ano tayo? Tapos ako talaga, why? No, I don't want to
that. I can only imagine the number of times you rolled your eyes.
Trust me, and the number of times he asked me, because he asked me multiple times.
Oh,
he probably
okay.
thought he probably thought he caught me lang na bad mood ako kaya ganun yung reaction. But every time I would go, every time nasisira yung mood ko pati natin kung pwede kaming mag-studio.
Grabe, hindi mo man ang pinagbigyan one time.
No, why?
Kasi nga daw, di ba? Parang, if you like it so much, take a photo.
I mean, yeah, that just tells you how I felt about that relationship.
Like, but, I don't want to see your face.
But when I look back at that relationship, actually in pretty much all my relationships, I never took photos when we were together. Like, meron kami picture ng ex ko na yan specifically, but not
you were
while we were together. No, when we weren't a couple anymore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, may mga photos kami na, like, you know, kasi we'd still hang out after we broke up. So, may mga pictures kami sa club, ganun, mga random photos.
Kasi syempre, ganun talaga kapag tinatago yung relationship.
Wala, hindi tatago. My gosh, this was out in the open.
Tell us the name now.
Of the guy?
Sabi mo, out in the open.
I can tell you, but nobody knows him. Okay. Hindi ito kilala. Pero, yun lang, parang alam mo yun. So, this actually tells me something. Hindi siya importante kung secret relationship o hindi. Ayoko
you just
lang.
Don't like it.
That doesn't even matter.
No, I kind of get it though. Yung parang bakit ngayon may kailangan ng parang kailangan mo i-launch yung yung relationship mo online.
Oh,
di ba may
ngayon,
ganun na?
May press release ka muna.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's okay. You're in a relationship. And well, I guess it's fine if you want to share how happy you are with the people that follow you, with all the friends that you probably don't communicate with on a regular basis. Yeah, I mean, if that's something
if
you're
that's your
into,
thing,
yeah, if that's
fine.
Your thing, go for it.
No, but you know, there's a thing with soft launching your relationship.
Oh!
Yes.
What? You post photos muna without...
You post photos
saying
without
anything.
The face.
Without a face.
Kuno nakatalikod or you know wearing a cap or something.
Parang pa-mysterious.
Oo.
Eh bakit yung sayo parang
forever
soft
launch
pa din.
Nawala na ni soft launch lang.
hindi na nakapag-launch full
hindi
time.
Hindi na.
Naman gano. And one last example, Joa bucket list. Have a visible star officially named after each other.
Oh.
Oh, I had a phase where I kind of thought, parang ang sweet. Kasi ano to eh, very a walk to remember.
Yeah.
Diba? But, yeah, I mean, it sounds too complicated. How do you even do that, right?
I think it's like
you can do it
website?
Online, right? There's a website. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's still too complicated.
Pero ano, would you appreciate it?
I would. I would. But,
would
you know,
appreciate it na parang, kuwari, bibigyan ka ng star, tapos kailangan magpa-photo kayo sa studio?
Ay, hindi na pala. Actually, hindi ko pala kailangan ng star. Now that I think about it, I'm a star on my own. Pero alam mo yun, when you think about it, it is sweet. But, come on, hindi mo naman makikita yung star.
Of course, it's a piece of paper.
It's just, yeah, it's one of those things na parang, yeah, I would love it, but I would love, like, a pair of shoes more or something like that.
That is true.
Just saying.
Like a wad of cash.
Uh-huh. or a credit card.
Or a credit card, that's true.
That I can use to my heart's desire. But anyway. All right, so there you go. That's the top 10 for today. If you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us at RX931. Please use hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Joa Bucket List in all your tweets.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. And we are thanking OD1 Kenobi for the topic. Hashtag Joa Bucket List. Okay, so this guy JV said, oh, let's na naman, Joa ngao. wala, bucket list pa. But you know, like, it'll be like your bucket list if you have a jowa. Or pag nagka-jowa
ka. Pag nagka-jowa.
Like, what are the things you've always wanted to do with a significant other? Yun yung mga hinahanap natin. Yung kahit theoretical lang, G lang. Even if there's no specific person in mind yet. So let's start off at number 10. From Chinito Ken, ipakilala siya sa friends and family as jowa and not as pinsan or best friend.
Proud. Yeah. Diba? Proud jowa.
Yes. Mm-mm. Like to be able to actually tell everybody, yes, this is my significant other. Number 9, coming from the super malice guy, jowa bucket list, mabilhan siya ng kahit isang expensive na luxury branded bag.
Oh, that's
yung kahit
sweet.
Once, kunyari, hindi naman talaga kaya ng budget. Pero yung kahit once lang. Yung parang, and sometimes like, for example, kami, parang, we're not really into like, branded stuff.
Yeah.
We don't really own those. Pero like, alam mo yun, every now and then, you'd give the other one something like that. Just for, wala lang, maiba, or...
Para kasi siyang... extra effort
like
because
extra
you know
effort,
that
and it's
you
expensive.
Saved up for it.
Yeah. So, alam mo yun, parang even though you're not into it, it's not, kahit kayo lang may alam, it's not something
yeah.
na ipagmamayabang mo sa ibang tao, pero like, just a little something different.
Like a nice wallet.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know.
Exactly. It doesn't have to be like something super expensive or super rare. Just, you know, something lang na it would be nice to give to your loved one.
Yeah. That'd be nice.
Number 8, coming from Renz Rufil, yung kasalanan mo, pero sorry niya. And it's not like, kasi there's a dismissive kind of, sige na, ikaw na panalo, tama ka na, sorry na. But you know that it's very dismissive. It's more like, I still know that I'm right, but just to shut you up, I'll say sorry. That's not good. But
yeah.
There's that version na, yung parang alam niya kasalanan mo pero
he
just
will, he
be
or
okay
she will
again.
Let you have it. Yung uh-oh. Parang sige say na to.
Yeah.
Just so, you know, this argument ends.
It's very hard to explain which one is like the one that you don't like.
Yeah,
and
but it depends.
You, like.
It depends on the argument what you guys are fighting about.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
That's
pero na-realize ko yung sinabi mo yung line na yung Chico. Very salbakuta of him.
Yung,
oh, sige na, ikaw na tama.
Tama ka naman palagi.
Tama ka naman lagi eh.
Para lang tumikom yung bibig mo.
Hindi, pero I do appreciate an understanding partner.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's why I think I prefer older partners just
yeah.
because I feel like they... there's a bigger chance that they're not going to make you patol when you're throwing
yeah.
a tantrum.
Right, right.
When you're being a brat, they already know how to deal with it kasi, alam mo yun, nagawa na nila sa mga anak nila.
Sa mga apo.
So, alam na nila eh. Alam na nila what to do with
alam
you.
Alam na.
Oh, eh. And I appreciate that. I also like na they know when to coddle you.
Yeah.
When to cuddle you.
Yeah.
And when to tell you, you're being a brat, stop it.
Or you're going to get a spank.
Ay, yun.
Yun at time preferred.
Exciting yun.
Pag hindi ka tumigil, papaluin.
Pero whether naman I'm being a brat or not, you know, that's always
part on
of the
table.
Equation.
Alam ko sasabihin mo, like, he knows when to coddle you. He knows when to cuddle you. He knows when to coodle you.
Cattle you.
Para mapilit.
Ano na natin lahat ng vowels, di ba? Cattle you.
Cuddle you.
To coodle you. So, to kiddle you.
To coodle.
Kiddle me.
Number 7, coming from Juice Blank. Jowa bucket list. Yung ilagay sa tamang lugar, yung expectations niya. Yung sweet, pero hindi rom-com sweet. Like, a realistic sweet. Kasi diba sometimes with the rom-coms, there tends to be like a medyo grand gestures and
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing, like holding up signs across the street.
Alam mo.
Send you a message. I mean, like, it's cute, but in real life, parang, can I just have a realistic kind of...
Naalala ko nung college, I felt like I was such a ball buster to one of my friends. Kasi nagsishare lang naman siya sa akin ng what she wants for, with a guy. Sabi niya sa akin, gusto ko yung parang may sparks kami. Talagang parang it's so magical. Ganun-ganun. Tapos alam mo kung ano yung sinabi ko. Sabi ko, ano to movie? May lalabas namang camera sa ano? Sa gilid? Hindi ganun yun, no? And I'm like, just looking back, I was such a bad friend to that
Tsaka person. Ano, pag sabi niya nang, gusto ko yung may sparks. Oh, edo mag-jowa ka ng electrician.
Oh, itong Lucis. Humanap ka ng jowa ngayon na.
Maghanap ka ng taga-Meralco.
Diba? Parang...
Kakakalikutin yung kontador mo.
Oh! It's a kontador.
Yung...
Meter?
Meter.
Ah!
Meter. That's it. And also, coming from Emo Fats at number 6, magbaon ng letter sa lupa. Tapos hukayin nyo after 5 years. Nasana kayo pa. Like a letter to each other.
Ah, okay.
Yung parang, I'll write, oh, sarap ng kain natin dyan.
Even without seeing you, we know what you're doing.
Alam namin eh. Parang, Biko ba yan? Medyo malagkit. Medyo malagkit-lagkit ng konti.
Parang medyo dry.
Parang bigas pa yung dun sa...
Parang undercooked. Hindi. Gusto ko sabihin, kanina I was thinking, nung sabi mo letter, naisip ko like letter A? Hindi ko na-isip.
So, bukas natin, oh, it's still a letter A.
Pero yung mga time capsule na ganyan, yung mga letter yeah. na ibaba, parang
G ka dun.
ibabaon yung letter. Parang okay, iba. Parang
you put it in a box, di ba? Tapos, parang maybe in your backyard, you bury it, tapos after 5 years, usapan nyo, bubuksan nyo, and then you'll read it. So parang, this is the letter of your jowa to you 5 years ago.
It sounds romantic in theory, but I think it would be hard to find two people who would be willing to do it. Usually it's just one person, one partner, one half of the couple.
Or ano, do those parang timed emails. Kunyari, ayaw niya na yung the whole mag-hukay pa kayo sa lupa and all.
Yeah.
Parang, you know, like you write like a love letter to your SO, tapos magsasend siya 5 years from now.
Yun nga, like I said, mahirap yung, for example, do you think you'd be able to get Baby Whale to do that with you?
Ako, feeling ko pwede.
Wait, sumusulat ba ng letter si Baby Whale sa'yo?
Letter? No, not letter. Kasi ano na eh.
Love notes.
Na eh. Yeah, notes, yeah.
Like post-its.
Like post-its. Yeah, like post-its.
Oh, that's so cute.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah,
I used to do that also, all the time. Like I would leave random post-its everywhere.
Dati parang, actually nakapaskil pa siya na, like we had, parang, nagkaroon, nag-uwi ako ng rubber band na colored.
Mm.
And I'm like, what will I do with this? So, tapos alam mo yung mga ano, alam mo yung those sticky clay things?
Yeah.
Okay, so, sabi ko, what will I do? So, bilang I went to sleep, tapos pag-gising ko, tinali-tali niya yung mga rubber band together, tapos dinikit niya nung sticky thing sa mirror na, love you. Hindi ko siya, hanggang ngayon nandun. Hindi ko na siya tinanggal. So, hanggang ngayon sa mirror namin, nakadikit pa rin siya.
So cute.
So, dinikit lang niyang ganun. Yeah. So, yeah.
That's so cute. But, yeah. Like I said, I know a lot of men who wouldn't wanna,
you know,
who wouldn't be into it.
I think pag masyadong yung an laki ng ano pre-prod, I think that's when men don't like it.
Yeah, they don't like being forced to do something.
Kasi parang ano eh, effort eh, yung magsusulat ka pa, magbabaon pa kayo sa lupa, gets. Pero I think if it was a simpler kind of thing, maybe they'd do it.
Tsaka if it's more spontaneous.
If it's more spontaneous. Yeah. Or make it more fun. Like, yeah. Like, for example, wag letter lang. Make it a time capsule. like you buy a gift for each other.
Eh baka you're not with the right person. Kailangan mo pang ano, ganun eh.
Akala ko, oh sige, you write me a letter, you'll get rewarded later.
Ah, ay.
Pwede rin.
Hindi, you get rewarded letter.
You write me a letter, and you get rewarded letter.
Yan, para malito siya.
Ano ba? Hindi, pero yun nga, depende. Depende talaga sa...
Depende sa the person
and
that...
And usually, depende rin sa age nung
nag-date. Kasi when we were younger, I was in college years. I was staying in the U.S. for like half a year. Me and my cousin, we made a pact. Tapos, kasi sila yung house nila sa Washington. Parang forest yung likod.
Mm.
Like literally, like there's a fence. Tapos, beyond that, puno-puno na. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if we saw like animals
oh, wow.
there. So, we made a pact. We wrote on pieces of paper that if one of us dies first, how will we show ourselves to the other one before we find out that the other one is dead?
Okay.
Oh.
So for example, yun nga, yung, of course I can't say it because it's a fact na, para kunyari yung, pag nasa mall ka, magpapakita ako sa'yo in a mall. And then you, next blink mawala na ako.
Oh wow.
So how you plan to show yourself to the other one?
So parang meron na kayong agreement.
Parang ganon. Tapos we burnt it dun sa forest.
Damn. You know, that's the kind of thing you do when you're kids or when you're
yeah.
younger.
Yeah.
But when you are a little bit older and mortality becomes something
yeah.
that's, you know,
yeah,
closer.
Yeah.
That gets clearer and clearer.
Yung parang the first time you realize, oh my gosh, there's going to be a day that will come in the future that you will die.
It is actually going to happen. Parang...
That is our pact. Basta kailangan before the other one gets the news.
Oh, wow.
Like we have to show, find a way if it's within our powers. Obviously, we don't know how it works. But if it is within our powers to show ourselves to the other one.
Parang ano, the challenge.
It's a
Kaluluwa edition.
Yun! Totoo!
Ganda.
Totoo. May ganun kami.
Wow.
Although, ang ano lang dyan, we burnt it na kasi nga, we might forget like what we wrote there.
Yeah.
Like, I don't remember what I wrote there. So, I just hope my kaluluwa remembers.
I'm sure goodness. Your kaluluwa
if
will.
I go first, you know. So,
uh-uh.
And number 5 from Archer Aguilar. Yung pumunta kaming movie house, pero di kami manonood ng movie.
Anong gagawin nyo?
Alam
mo, speaking of, our Kalat Confidential later, nako.
Ay.
Very
juicy.
Very pasok dyan sa entry na yan.
Alam mo, it depends kasi on the staff in the cinema. Kasi may iba na KJ nagre-report.
Tsaka kay Rica ganito. Depende sa staff. Yung iba kasi, nang huhuli.
Nagre-report talaga yung iba. And then some like cinemas, they would just let you be.
Oh, depende rin si cinema. And depende sa what you're doing.
Actually.
Oh naman.
Kasi kung kissing lang, I don't think they
yeah. mind. Or kunyari, you're holding hands and maybe, you know, mamaya nasa leg na yung hand or whatever.
Oh, that's perfectly fine.
That's fine. But if you are suddenly out of your seat, and doing God knows what,
I mean,
then, diba, you should expect na lalapitan ka na talaga.
Hindi, pero kunyari,
na-report na kasi ako sa Momo.
Kung ano-anong report na tong babae.
I know.
And then I'm like, but we were just
kissing.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Pero kissing should be okay.
You were kissing?
Yeah.
Baka naman ano, medyo disruptive na yung ano nyo, yung Momo yun.
Hindi naman.
I think they just...
Alam mo, hiri naman.
Alam mo, pag mag-report sa'yo, mga nasa likod nyo, gano'n.
Tapos yung mga nasa likod na, parang ano po yung reklamo? Umay eh! And number 4, coming from Rudes Antonio, to survive the honeymoon stage. Kasi diba, like, everybody goes through it?
Yeah, I think the secret is probably acknowledging that you're in the honeymoon stage and that it's not gonna be there forever.
Ako kasi parang, like, know that it's not going to be forever, pero, like, don't acknowledge it anymore. Just gets? Yung parang, kasi parang hirap pag yung, nasa anong stage na tayo.
No, I mean, like, in your head. parang well, yeah, sa'yo. Yeah, not like in the relationship.
Alam mo, for me, the honeymoon stage is usually right before we become a couple.
Tapos pag couple na, parang tapos agad eh.
Parang corny na.
Ano na? Break up na yung kasunod na niya. Hindi, totoo-totoo talaga. The honeymoon stage is the holy gawan process. Like while you're dating, yung medyo you're kind of not sure where it's going yet, whether you're going to be in a relationship or not. Kasi the minute that...
That's strange though.
The minute it gets confirmed, it becomes...
That's the fun part. That's the fun part.
I guess, yeah. Maybe the super early
kasi ano
phase
eh,
of the relationship.
I think I kind of get you, Hazel. Yung parang biglang nagkakaroon ng expectations when you're official.
Yeah, it just, and it becomes parang, a little tiring.
Uh-oh.
Like the, you suddenly realize, oh, now I have to tell this person like where I am, where I'm going.
Yun na, exactly. Right. Biglang may expectations na you have to act like a certain type of boyfriend or girlfriend.
And you have to consider them with
all
the stuff
time.
That, you know.
Yeah.
Pero that's nga, kaya nga siya honeymoon stage. Kasi even the stuff that you probably don't like because it's still new, but the novelty of it, parang enjoy ka pa. Dapat. Ha? Kasi like, even the whole like, kunyari, hindi ka naman ma-text na everyday na, good morning, how are you? Pero because you're in the honeymoon stage, masaya pa siya.
Yeah.
Kasi bago. Alam mo yun?
Well, I think naman I've had one relationship na
may ganon.
Nagkaroon ng mahaba-habang honeymoon
stage.
But everything else,
gano'ng kahaba? Eh,
mahaba. Mahaba. Mm-mm. Kasi mahaba
pero
yung relationship.
Pero minsan ayaw mo din ng sobrang haba.
Kaya ka nakukulong sa mall.
Kaya ngayon nakakulong ka dyan sa
mall. I'm shunned. Oh,
kaya ka ano eh.
RX Jillian eh.
Oh. Number, nasa ano ka, Redemption Island.
Oh, nga
nasa
eh.
Redemption Island ka. Number 3 from Memski. Jowa Bucket List. Yung makapag ano naman kami sa Halloween na siya ang costume niya, preso. Tas ako, sexy police woman.
Warden.
Uy, malapit na.
Hindi nyo kailangan hintayin ng Halloween.
True.
You can just do this any day you want at home. Number 2 from Adobo Mix. Maghabulan sa naked island habang naked.
Well, is that something that you would do? Because ikaw, Chico, you wouldn't.
I would not.
You're so modest.
Well, I'm not a big fan of Naked Island. I mean, I've been there.
It's because, well, you have to also, you also have to see other people naked. Cause
no.
You're not naman required to just be naked when you go there,
it's
right?
It's just the name.
Okay.
Sa Siargao.
Ah, hindi. Pero kunyari yung
one of those
nude beaches.
Naked. Oh, pag nude beach, of course you have to be nude.
So you're required. Because yeah. I figured, pag
you
sinabing nude beach, you're allowed to go nude, but you're not required. So ang iniisip ko na parang, you know, if you want to, if it's something you want, you're not gonna get in trouble.
Siguro if it's, okay, let me put it this way. I think if it's a beach na very, very loose yung kanilang rules, you can be topless, you can be naked. Mm. That's not a nudist beach. Pero when you say it's a nudist colony sa beach, parang
you have to.
Kasi parang kaya ka nga you're privy to all of seeing all these people naked is because it's a nudist beach.
Right.
Pero parang, you know, parang ang pervy mo kung ikaw balot na balot tapos you're seeing everybody else naked, diba? So,
parang you're not part of the community.
Parang you're not part of the... Pero I guess there are beaches where it is allowed.
Yeah.
But it's not necessarily a nudist beach.
Kayo ba, if you were to go to one, would you want everybody to be naked? Or okay lang sa'yo na ikaw lang yung hubad tapos yung...
Ah,
you know,
no,
iba
no way.
Dapat everybody.
That's the only way I would do it.
Ah.
Kasi parang, at saka yung nudist beach, kasi it's not about sex. It's not about, you know, seeing, oh, look at that, I'm seeing boobs.
Yeah.
It's not about that. It's about people who are comfortable with their bodies,
mm-hmm.
no matter how it looks like. And it's not about, parang it's just the freedom of not having to wear clothes. I mean, I don't get the appeal because I'm just too modest for it. But I understand where people are coming from.
Alam mo, I have to say, it is pretty jarring to see someone completely naked when you're fully clothed. Yeah. There's something weird about it. Because it's happened to me multiple times. At a gym. Like,
nung
in the
roommates
gym.
Kami ni Hazel. I would just walk around.
No. We've never seen each other naked. No, but alam mo yun sa locker room. Yeah. There are some people who are super comfortable being naked in front of everybody. Yeah. And sometimes when, you know, kunyari, you just got there. Tapos you're just putting your stuff. Syempre, you're fully clothed, right? Then suddenly, bigla ka may makitang hubot-hubad doon na nagbo-blower ng buhok. Ganun. Yeah. It's a little, parang, whoa.
The first time I've ever experienced that was in Subic when it was still a naval base. Because, you know, they're all Americans there, right? So when we went to the beach, pagdating ko dun sa shower area, it's just like a big room. Alam mo, communal shower. Mm. Hala, lahat. Ako naliligo, naka board shorts, naka rash guard.
Wait,
yeah. Like, they were just like, everybody was naked.
Buffet. TBH. Kasi,
wow!
Puro mga sundalo.
Puro mga sundalo yun!
Where do I sign up?
Grabe naman. Hindi. Pero yeah, like, it was like, they don't have a problem with like, obviously, that's how it works.
Eh, paano
right?
kung bigla pero kung naman, kinuman to ano?
Sir, yes, sir!
It's an order!
Don't play with my feelings.
In fairness naman, I'm guessing kasi because they're together all the time anyway.
Yeah, wala kaso sa... Yeah. Like, you know what? Like, Europeans, North Americans, they don't really have that many hang-ups about being naked.
Yeah.
They really don't.
They don't.
TBH, growing up with a swimming team, parang may slight ganun kami. Yung, especially like with just the girls and then separate naman yung guys. We would just, you know, shower together kasi ang onti nung showers and we would just see each other's body parts. I guess yun nga, parang it's a thing with, I see it all the time anyway, just with a layer of cloth. So when you take it off, it's just like, it's nothing.
Yeah. At saka ano kasi talaga, like, there's really a cultural difference. Kasi with us, parang, if you see me naked, parang you took away something from me. Sa kanila kasi parang it's like, okay, take a picture. Lasts longer.
Yeah. Inyo na to.
Wala talaga silang pake. Like, wala silang pake. Like, and especially the Europeans. Uh-huh. Like, did you know, like, the European, like, the UK version of, let's say, Big Brother? On free TV.
Ooh.
They allow, like, nudity. So, kunyari, mga housemates would take a shower and there are cameras inside. And it's, they're, like, completely naked.
They don't care?
They don't care.
You know what?
It's because to them, it's like, everybody has it.
Yeah. But I have to say, when I was younger, I kind of had that same bravado. Medyo lang pake. Like, I would just, you know.
Yeah,
but, you know, kasi I think with age comes a little bit of, medyo, you become a little more body conscious.
No, that's true. At saka, can you imagine me? Everybody was naked and then there I was. Alam mo yung Pinoy style na naka-wrap yung towel around your waist and then you're removing your shorts and then putting your underwear and your shorts habang naka-wrap pa rin yung towel.
Oh, wow.
You know, they probably look like, what's this weirdo doing? Bakit ka naka, parang like, nobody cares.
Ayun nga eh. Clothes. Pag kasi nakita mo na lahat naman na naka...
I just
hubad.
Yeah.
Ah, talaga. Mm-hmm.
Parang alam.
Try natin later. Tayong tatlo dyan. In the booth.
Sige, para wala lang, di ba?
Yeah, I mean, if you're gonna be, I see you all the time.
Oh, diba? Might as well. And the top Jowa bucket list comes from Homer Sweet Home.
Homer Sweet Home says,
yung every morning, siya na yung tatanungin ni Mama kung ano ang gusto niyang kainin for breakfast.
Part of the fam.
Diba? Like, the first time it happens, you're like, aw. Kasi, I mean, obviously, you love the person. But when you feel like your family loves who you love, that would be cool.
Kung love mo nga, I guess.
Kung love mo. Mm-hmm. Kung love mo. Well, in Hazel's case, siguro, sasabihin nung mama ni Hazel, dun sa boyfriend ni Hazel, Kuya, gusto niyo na ba pong kumain?
No, but you know, in college, I remember, inis-tainis pa ako kasi nga, yung ex ko, he was there kasi he was picking me up to take me to school. So, pagbaba ko, nakaupo na ako, nagla-lunch na.
Oh.
Before me. Tapos yung irap ko talaga parang, oh.
Because?
And you here.
I was just annoyed.
No, because he was in your house or because nag-lunch siya before you?
Yung parang,
ang presko. Oh,
are you a member of this family?
That's weird, but that's your boyfriend. Usually the ones who say that would be like a sibling, your parents.
Welcome nga siya yung...
Oh, that's so weird.
My mom. Kasi my mom is super accommodating. She's the type who would be like that. Not just to a boyfriend, but to my friends as well. Like, she's a very accommodating hostess. Yeah. Parang, oh, sige, anong gusto mo? Ganyan, ganyan.
Yeah, see, that's the weird thing. Na ikaw pa yung parang napreskuhan sa kanya when... Usually, you should be the one that who's super happy.
Oh nga, I never claimed to be accommodating.
Alam mo, before though,
he knew what he was getting himself into.
Before though, ganyan ako, like with Chico, na parang, I cannot wait for that stage na ipapakilala ko sa family and he would be part of the family or whatever. But now, parang, it's a step I want to skip.
What?
Yeah, I want to skip it altogether. Like, I don't want to know if, you know, your parents or your mom or your dad likes me or...
Well, yeah, that part I get.
Pero yung ganun, yung ang hassle kasi...
Yeah, the hassle I get. No, even naman now, I mean, that's how I feel about it. Pero yung the feeling that they accept who you love, that's really nice though. Like, pag nalaman mo na...
From afar.
Na gusto pala nila yung jowa mo.
Yeah.
And they actually get along. It's a great feeling kasi nga parang it's a sigh of relief. Kasi nga di ba parang iniisip mo parang what if they don't get along?
Yeah, of course
what
that...
What if they don't like who I like?
Yeah, of course. I mean, that's a nice thought. But yung parang to act like you all want to be in the same room together. Parang ganun yung ayoko. Na parang from afar na lang. Like appreciate our relationship. From afar.
Like maybe one time, big time lang na. I'll introduce you and
yeah,
then,
like,
you know.
We don't have to hang out like every weekend.
Let's keep our lives separate.
Yes.
Like you do your thing, we'll do our thing. Siguro on extra special occasions na lang tayo magkita-kits.
Yun pa nga eh, parang...
Or you wanna
on
skip
the fence
too?
I'm on the fence.
I mean, my question is, who broke you people? Oh my gosh! Like, I'm just sitting here and I'm like,
I'm just me for just being honest.
Oh, basag basag, guys.
It's not something I think I'm necessarily looking forward to. The whole yun nga having to get close to his family or her family.
Kasi yun gets ko. Kasi nga, it's the other way around. Like,
pero yung
parang,
family mo.
Parang kang nag-audition. Parang kang nag-a-apply sa pamilya. Yun, stressful yun.
Nobody wants to get approval.
Nobody likes that.
Diba?
Pero yung on your part, pag yung side mo, nalaman mo, gusto yung jowa mo. Diba parang across the board naman? Natutuwa.
Baka ano, feeling ko for me kasi nga, as a contrarian, as a rebel at heart,
yeah,
it kind of annoys me na parang they're so easily, yung parang gusto ko yung may konting resistance. Siguro kasi, diba, that's why I find bawal exciting.
Maybe.
Maybe because of that. So pag parang masyado siyang like accepted by my family, by society.
Parang kang kanin, lahat gusto, pero walang lasa.
Hindi ko natikman, so hindi ko alam. Walang tikiman na nangyari.
Walang tikiman.
Oo, na-BV na. Okay. Natikman niya yung luto nung nanay ko, pero yun lang natikman niya.
Mm-hmm. This is going to be an interesting, like, what about us for this Joa bucket list? If you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us, twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Joa bucket list in all your tweets.
More music. Killer music.
Monster RX 93.1.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Thanking our topic sender, OD1 Kenobi. Hashtag Joa Bucket List. This is so interesting for me because, you know, for some people, it's a very physical bucket list, like to go somewhere. For some, it's more like the dynamic of the relationship. Yung nasa bucket list nila. So, you know, it just illustrates how different people are.
Oh, kung ano yung medyo priorities natin.
Yes. Yes.
When it comes to having a relationship.
Kasi iba very activity based. To go here, to do this.
Well, priorities are what we're looking forward to.
Exactly.
Kung wala pa, if you're not in a relationship
yet. Totoo. Tapos iba very ano naman, very, very like mature. Like yung it's about how they treat each other.
Uh-oh.
How they like, it's very interesting. It's quite an interesting social experiment. So here we go. Let's start off at number 10 from Venom Morales. Jowa Bucket List. Yung imbes na roses, chocolates ang iriregalo sa akin sa Valentine's. Pangkabuhayan showcase na lang.
Ay, go! Let me give you my Meralco bill, all the bills, you pay all the bills.
Unahin na natin yung rent, di ba?
Uh-oh, rent. Uh-oh. Post-dated checks. That's what I want. PDCs!
I mean, I want that, but I also want the romantic stuff. So, I want my flowers. I want my diamonds.
Yeah.
Mm. Yung parang, yes, it's good to have practical or to receive practical gifts. Pero, there's something about receiving sweet nothings.
That's true. Pero yung sweet nothings mo, pretty expensive.
Oo, oh, diamonds.
Kasi pag sinabi mo sweet nothings, pwedeng stick ng barbecue.
Oo.
Hindi naman.
Diamonds.
Parang maliit na, no?
Maliit
lang. Maliit na stud lang na
grabe
earrings na diamond.
Stick
diba?
To sweet 1 carat. Nothings. 1 carat and lower.
Sige, sige. Pwede sige. Na.
Pwede na. Mm-hmm.
Pwede na.
Pwede ba ibenta?
Yung isa, iba yung ano eh, no? Iba concern. Magkano ko ba ito makisasang hala?
Paano ba?
Sa Luillier. Number 9 from Homer Sweet Home, Jowa Bucket List. Yung di na ako maghahanap ng sweets. Kasi, siya na lagi ang dessert ko eh.
Ooh, perfect for me.
You know, I encounter, I don't know if you remember, I forgot his name kasi. Crap, what's his name? This Big Brother guy, Austin Armacost.
Do you remember? I don't watch kasi international. Okay. Actually, I haven't watched Big Brother in
yon,
so long.
Well, famous ano siya. Tapos parang he came out eventually. Parang siyang si ano, yung that guy that we were talking about na he's gay. Tapos he became like ano. And then, you know, like, he posts mga sexy photos, ganyan, ganyan. And then it turns out, you know, I haven't heard of him in like forever. Mm. Tapos nakita ko na lang siya recently na meron siyang OnlyFans, ganyan.
Oh.
Tapos, but strangely, regardless of like all these sexy photos that he's posting, parang he also came out as asexual.
Mm. Asexual?
And according to him, parang it just doesn't interest him at all. Like, he wants romance, he wants to be in a relationship, but it's like devoid of sex.
Ooh.
Like, he just wants
companionship.
So he wants people who will make him laugh, somebody who will he can just spend time with. And it's so interesting. And given how he has an OnlyFans, and let's face it, you know, it's basically like sexy stuff. But he's not interested in it.
You know what?
He can portray it, but he's not into it.
I'm not asexual, but I can probably be in a sexless relationship. There, I said it.
Oh.
Yeah.
But if you feel like it and if it presents itself, then you'd be down.
No,
but if
that's the
that's the standard.
Diba? But like the question is, would you be, would you actually be okay with a sexless relationship? That's the question.
Are you allowed
others
to have a laptop?
No, because I think it's a sexless relationship, meaning you don't have sex with each other. But, you know, you can pleasure yourself all you want. But if maybe your partner is asexual and you're not, you're in a non-sexual relationship,
that's
right?
That's my question. if you're asexual, does that include
yourself?
Yourself?
Mm. I think so, because you're just not interested, right?
You're just not interested at all.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, can you be in a relationship with someone that's asexual?
I don't know, but you know, in theory, yes.
But parang, I don't know. Parang ayaw mo.
Hindi, parang sinabi mo kasi na, ano, daling kita sa circle, pero, circle?
Anong circle?
Yung buffet.
Circles.
Na hindi ka kakain? Eh, parang pwede. Kakapin na lang ako. Pero,
pero masama loob ko.
Pwede bang...
hindi kasi ako kasi feeling ko I can live with just an emotional mental connection.
Alam mo, the reason I can't answer is because there's no person in mind. Gets?
Yeah.
Pero like, if you super love somebody, of course!
Yeah.
Diba, it's like living with a friend you really love. It's like living with a family member. It's like, gets?
Yung yeah. Parang,
that is not the end all of a lasting, deep, emotional relationship.
Pansinin mo ko sino yung hindi nag-chime in. Yun yung hindi okay.
I was about to chime in.
I'm just saying that my preference...
Tapos na-imagine mo siya habang nagkasali tayo. Nag-roll lang yung
eyes. Oh, that's like SMH.
I would rather have... a physical relationship, but on different levels. Like, obviously, on different parts of your life, diba, parang medyo may bababa, tataas, it would be different at one point, you would be into different things at one point, but it would never be absent.
So you can't. You can't be in a relationship with an asexual
person. Hindi ako kasi, yeah. It's not my go-to, obviously. But I think it's possible.
And kasi for me,
I think it is.
We can show affection in different ways.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be the act of sex.
Yeah. Like you will still hug.
You can
still
probably
kiss.
Probably.
Yeah. Kasi kissing for me, it's not necessarily sexual.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's kumbaga parang pag nabibitin ka na sa how close you are to your loved one.
Mm.
Like physical closeness. Mm-hmm. And you can't get any closer than a kiss. Kasi
yeah.
They're practically merging into each other.
Anong so, next sa kiss pag kayo?
Hug. Kiss sabay.
Hindi. First, hindi feeling ko level one yung hug eh. Kasi ba you hug
so,
all
oh, yeah.
The time? Huggy-wuggy?
Like my gosh. Like, cannot go without a date.
So level two yung kiss.
Mm-hmm. Touch?
Ano yung level three?
Kiss-kiss.
Merienda. Merienda.
So kakain na. Kainan. So, kakain na tayo after
ano ba? Oh, para, oh, magano ka na.
Merienda time. Ganon.
Snack.
Ooh.
Midnight snack.
Okay.
Number 8 from Emo Fats. Jowa Bucket List. This is cute. I think this is like something na even if you're not a musician, parang naiisip-isip mo. Yung manonood din si girlfriend tuwing may gig yung banda ko.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
That's really cute. Saka for me, both. Whether I'm the performer and my significant other is watching me or ang performer yung significant other ko and I'm watching.
Yeah.
I like both roles.
I like both scenarios.
Yeah.
Very
alam
romantic.
Ano, yun nga yung the whole tapos pag kumanta siya, titingin siya sa'yo,
no!
Papasa sa'yo yung kanta.
Oh my God!
That's whether yeah. They say it or not, ah. Like if they say it na parang para sa'yo to, ade, cool. Pero if not, alam mo rin kasi.
They can just look at you the whole time.
Yes.
Bakit?
Yes.
Yes, kinikilig. Mm. Oo, super, super kilig.
Yee. That would be
kaya iba yung ano eh. Kaya iba yung appeal ng mga musicians din talaga.
Pero pwedeng ano rin. Pwedeng heartbreaking. Diba dun sa, ano nga ba yung movie na yan?
I'm Drunk, I Love You.
Ayun, yun na nga yun.
Sasabihin ko pa lang, di ba may ganung scene sa I'm Drunk, I still have it.
Wow.
Tapos yung ano, yung para sa ito, bro.
Tol.
Ay, tol. Para sa ito, tol.
Pero na-tol zone ka naman.
Oh. Okay.
Alam mo yun? So sinabi niya dun sa, ano yun? Tapos, syempre,
and it's like,
may crush ka sa
publicly.
Kanya. Tinol ka niya.
Diba?
Eh, wow.
So, yun. Ganun nangyari kay Ma.
Syempre, you can't, ano.
You can't have everything.
Sinabihan siya ng ano, para sa'yo totol.
Oo. Kasi parang best friend sila.
Okay.
Tapos, so, obviously, meron, you know, she holds a secret love for him. Tapos yun, one time, he was singing kasi he's a performer. Pointed to her and said, para sa'yo to, tol. Pero may tol.
Oh, I'll have one reply to that.
Ano?
Thanks, short.
Tol short.
Lalo okay. na kung medyo maliit yung
But apparently
SO
not.
Apparently not. Well.
Number 7 from Teacher Cam's Joa Bucket List. Oh, this is really nice. Chasing sunsets together.
Oh, that's really cute.
Like collecting sunsets. And that's your thing. You know how like some people travel na, wala lang, they just travel a lot. Pero some people also, some couples, travel with a theme.
Yeah.
Like, yun, yung meron silang between them na, oh sige, let's chase sunsets.
Mahilig ka dyan eh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's your thing.
That's my theme. Kaya sobrang favorite ko yung entry na yan. No, because I really love it. Like, I love sunsets because they're just so beautiful. And we get beautiful sunsets here in the city. But when you match a beautiful sunset with a beautiful, like, landscape, oh my gosh. Like, it doesn't have to be a beach. It can be actually, like, if you're in the mountains or if you're some in, like, exotic, wonderful city. Like, yeah. I remember when we were in Greece.
Yeah.
Tapos nakikita mo yung ano nila, yung skyline nila is so unmistakably foreign. Kasi yung shape ng houses are not like houses here or buildings here. It's that Greek all white house.
Yeah.
And then backdrop mo, a beautiful splash of oranges and pink red. Oh, it's just beautiful.
That is beautiful. I can see the appeal. I'm more of a sunrise person, but I can see the appeal.
Same. Ako ano na, apparently it's a thing na people get sad during sunsets.
Yeah, because it's the end of the day.
Yeah, ako I get sad.
Yeah, but that's why they call it the sundowners. But there's a term, like there's a movie, the sundowners.
There's a villa.
Sundowners is actually a thing. It's usually it's for like geriatric patients, seniors. Yung when you're really old, it is a condition. They call it the sundowners. When you feel down.
Ako, it's always been a thing. Like ever since I can remember, siguro mga grade 4 it started. Like before, pagsusunduin na kami ng bus and I would be one of the last people to be dropped off. Maabutin ako ng sunset and I would be crying in the school bus for no reason, just because the sun is down.
Yeah.
Pero
yun, ano yun eh, usually yun, it's attached to an event in your youth. Na siguro yun nga, yung di ka sinundo, natakot ka, tapos na-associate mo yung sunset with being abandoned. Pero for yung the official sundowners naman, they were saying na parang because you're also at the sunset of your life.
Yeah. Mm.
So it kind of constantly reminds you of the end.
It mirrors your existence
and
in a way.
When you're at that age, you start fearing for your mortality and it becomes an eventuality na dati kasi parang layo-layo pa.
Kasi parang naisip mo every sunset means you're one day closer
one day
to
closer.
The end.
Tapos it's a constant reminder kasi parang it's a symbol of endings eh, yung sunset. So,
totoo.
Yeah, there is a theme. And also, number 5 coming from Camilo, Jowa Bucket List, makapaglagay ng mga, yung mga love locks sa bridges sa iba't ibang bansa. Because like most countries have their own version of it. Remember in Korea, we did that?
Which one?
Yung love locks.
Yeah!
Yung usually it's a bridge.
Uh-oh.
Tapos yung maglalagay ka ng padlock.
Saan pa ba may ganyan? Madami
meron
yan
pa,
eh.
Meron pa, marami yan. Yeah. There's one, di ba, in, I forgot which country, they took it down. They removed all the locks. They were so hard. Please tell us if you remember. Basta there was this one country. Kasi parang apparently, it was, there were so many locks already. It was compromising the bridge.
Weighing down the...
It was weighing down the bridge.
Well, I can imagine. So kasi syempre, metal, ano yun eh?
Hip-hop metal
yun eh. Bakal.
Alala ko na naman yun.
Hip-hop
versus metal.
Ayoko na.
Bakit?
Mayroong ganun, hip-hop versus
metal. Diba we talked about it before, yung hip-hop or
either
metal.
Hip-hop ka or metal.
Hindi, diba kasi nga, ano, bakal yung mga
bakal.
Ano.
Oo, oh, pero imagine taking them all down. Tapos yun, I remember pa eh, merong, like there was a televised news report about it. And when they were removing it, talagang like, a lot of people who put their padlocks there, went there, and they were like,
oh, I can, sana nandun ako. Gusto kong maggupit ng mga locks.
Ng mga, saan ang lock nyo ngayon?
Kwak! Ganun ba kadali yun, gupitin? Hindi, syempre yung anong cutter
yun. Tapos may ano ka pa, no? Bawat
time.
Ganun mo, parang, nasa nang forever nyo.
Oh, every time. Tapos hindi, tatawagin ko pa. Oh, sino? Chico Garcia! Oh, baby whale! Ha! That's guwak! Can you imagine? Parang kang berdugo.
Tapos meron kayong ano, villainous laugh.
Oo. Oh, oh. I cannot. Pero alam mo yun.
Ano, napakamaldita.
Ay, kasi ang dramatic naman ng mga tao. Oh, parang nakakatawa.
Number 5 from the Caesar salad. To retire with loads of cash and live off of a coastal city. Maybe Italy. Maybe Monaco. Wow. Monaco talaga. Mahal-mahal doon.
Oo nga eh. Yeah. Pero di ba ngayon, there are like cities in Italy na they'll pay you to live there.
Actually, yeah. I know a couple of people
who did that.
Who actually bought, because if I remember, it was quite popular here in the Philippines. They posted it that you can buy a villa in Italy.
Mm.
And apparently, you're not buying it. It's more like a lease.
Okay.
Pero parang tipong like, you know, 50 years.
Okay.
And it's yours for 50 years. It's not yours.
It doesn't matter.
Pero diba, like, 50 years. Naman, in 50 years, you're not gonna stay in Italy anymore. You're probably back here, right?
Yeah.
That's your retirement age already. But, pero gets, like, and I know people who like, tas ganun, papaayos mo na lang kasi a lot of them are run down. But the ones that I know of, they would post photos of the villa.
Oh.
There's, my God, they're so beautiful.
Wow.
Alam mo yung luma, pero
rustic,
alam mo, pag inaayos mo, ang ganda.
Parang you can see the potential.
Oh my gosh. Like beautiful. Like, you know, you'll have this little garden in front, and then I can just imagine you brewing coffee in the morning.
Yeah.
Like, Italian, like, countryside. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that would be nice, actually.
And they were really, ano, they were really promoting it vigorously. Kasi nga, I think a lot of it were, ano yan eh, parang due to the pandemic and ganyan. So, yeah, you could actually lease
have
a villa
been to
for
Italy?
50 years. As a kid, high school years.
Rome?
I've never been there as an adult. Yeah, Rome. Well, Rome, Florence. Florence is definitely beautiful.
Venice.
Not Venice. We didn't go to Venice.
Ah.
Pero like, yung the difference between the two?
Yeah.
It's like LA and San Francisco.
Okay.
Parang Rome is like, the more medyo mas magulo ng konti.
Uh-uh.
Tapos, Florence is like, the beautiful city.
Oh.
Like, alam mo yung lots of flowers and parks. And
I can imagine.
Florence is beautiful. Like, if you could only go to, like, if you could, because those are the only two things that I can speak for. Pero if you had a choice between Rome and Florence, go to Florence.
Florence.
Okay.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Oh, wow.
Grabe, I wanna go there.
It's
like,
really beautiful.
Tapos, alam mo yung mag-PDA lang kayo ng...
Yeah!
Because, di ba, for them, it's like nothing. Like, you could just like kiss or whatever.
Hindi mo na kailangan mag-parking lot.
Hindi na kailangan sa dark cinema. You can do it out in the open.
Yup.
Do you know what I did? I'm
what?
Such a weird kid.
What did you did?
What did I did? Okay, so we had lunch in Rome because we were on a tour, right? So they brought us to this spaghetti, parang it was unbelievable. Like it was a buffet of spaghetti. Walang iba, lahat
just spaghetti?
Spaghetti.
Oh my God, heaven!
Oh my God, like Italian spaghetti.
I wanna go
in Rome. So edi kumain kami, no? I had this weird. Nobody told me to do it. But I just had this weird thing now. What if I save a noodle in my mouth until dinner?
Shut up. And then what did he do? What happened after that?
I was able to do it.
Wait.
How old were you?
I was in high school. Hindi siya nalusaw. Kasi hindi I wanted to know kung nalulusaw siya eh. Hindi siya nalusaw.
So, parang ginawa mo siyang bubble gum.
In fairness, al dente siya. Pero like, just hindi, a tapos, short noodle.
Tapos by dinner time, ano na siya? Overcooked na siya.
Kinain ko na siya bago mag-dinner, di ba? Pero,
snack.
Like, I saved it under my tongue.
Ew.
So, I would talk. I would, nasandun lang siya. It what was a, my thing.
What a weird child.
I was a weird child. Tapos, sa pinakita ko pa sa brother, kuya, tinan mo. Sabi niya, ano yan? Sinave ko mula lunch.
Oh my God. And that was when your brother knew.
Yeah. Sabi lang niya,
weirdo. What a weirdo.
Mo.
His brother is. Grabe ka.
Number 4 from Archer Aguilar, Jowa Bucket List, yung maka-roleplay kami in the appropriate region. For example, mag-gladiator kami na cosplay, pero sa Rome.
Mm-hmm.
Magsa-samurai outfit kami, pero in Japan.
Ay, maganda.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Or that
like
ano,
fun.
Rika, ano tawag mo dun sa Korean? That
Hanbok.
Hanbok.
Very yeah.
Fun. In Korea. Okay. Number 3 from Patrick Starlord, Jowa Bucket List, yung magbe-break, pero magbabalikan. Para talagang merong, kunwari, may struggle na naganap sa pagpaparealize that we can't live without each other.
Bakit? I love the thought of that. It's so exciting.
Why though? It's so unnecessary.
Kung break, edi break. Edi umalis ka sa harap ko. Tell us how you really feel. It's such an unnecessary stressor in your life.
No, but...
Ang gusto kasi ni Hazel is not really to break up.
To just act
parang,
like...
Parang,
yung to be reunited. Well, kasi it depends eh. Depends on why you broke up. Obviously, if you broke up because you weren't in love with each other anymore.
Mm. Yeah, that's different.
That's not something that you look forward to. But alam mo yung mga nagkaroon kayo ng explosive fight and then you broke up.
Mm-mm.
But obviously, you're still very, very passionate about each other when that happened.
Yeah.
Pag nagbalikan kayo, iba yung ano nun, iba yun. Iba yung feeling.
Yung ganap?
Ay. Oh, iba yun. Iba yun. Ibang level, I'm telling
Ibang
you.
Level?
Ibang level.
Ano, like makeup, ano?
Sorry, my American accent is coming up.
Ibang.
No, but like that scene, that's like one of my favorite scenes in Sex and the City. The elevator scene between Mr. Big and Carrie. When she was already in a new relationship.
Oh, I do remember that.
And he already was married,
yes,
diba? Tapos they were both like, quote-unquote, happy na in their new relationships. But then, he was actually, hindi na pala siya happy. And so he was kind of regretting letting her go and marrying someone else. And
ganyan
then,
tayo eh.
And then that elevator scene, yung he chased her, tapos... Alam mo yung pasara niya yung elevator, biglang pumasok siya, and then he was like, don't you get in here with me!
Okay, so...
Sobrang hot.
So, di ba yun, that's a TV show eh. So, sino yung naaalala? Sino yung naaalala mo sa
I'm
personal
telling
experience
you, sobrang mo? Ano, sobrang hot nung ganun.
Okay.
So, yung break na kayo, tas biglang hindi pa pala.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
The best.
Number 2 from Loris, Jowa Bucket List. Yung mapag-usapan ng issues ng malumanay and open sa isa't isa to change or adjust dun sa mga issues. Ito yung sasabi ko na some are very like...
Mature.
Yung to go to different places. Ito yung parang, I don't care about the other stuff, the external stuff. Let's talk about how we deal with each other. And yun yung bucket list niya to be in a relationship that... is mature enough that you can actually talk about the issues without, you know, biting each other's
head off. Ayan na yung relationship na parang for the long haul. For
long
sure.
Haul na yan. Uh-oh. And the top, Jowa Bucket List, comes from ODH.
ODH says,
yung siya yung boss mo, tapos ipapatawag ka niya sa office niya para magharutan secretly. Diba? Yung mga tipong biglang... Yung parang yung kunyari galit pa. Na parang, can I see you in my office for a bit? Yes, sir. Pasok ka. Pagsara. Close the door.
Ay,
Diba?
May ganun ka bang fantasy?
Parang may nilagnat na eh. May nagpapaypay na
beg,
dito.
Go beg!
But look, I can't give you a raise, but right now, I'm gonna give you something else.
May ibang na ka-raise.
May ibang na ka-raise. That's true. You're giving me a raise.
Kaya di talaga maganda yung marami ng CCTV ngayon.
Ay, ay, ay.
Malabo na mangyari yan eh.
Mahirap na.
Oo eh. Pero alam mo yun, yung back in the day nung wala pang mga CCTV, feeling ko mas exciting
pwede
ang buhay ng mga tao.
Oo, diba? Hala, may mga ganyan talaga. So, the top 10 Jowa bucket list. We have two more batches, but when we give you the final two batches, we will be on Facebook Live. That's facebook.com/RX931.
Still to come, we have...
What?
Ibang portions.
Kalat confidential and wow. Freaky, geeky, cheeky. But
TMR top 10. The Morning Rush top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today, and we are live on Facebook.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
Facebook.com/RX 991.
Is it me?
No, it's
Rika.
Okay. Go ahead and figure that out, please.
What was that? Okay. Oh, hola. Oh my gosh. Okay. So here we go.
We've got
our top 10.
Ulit ni Chico.
I know. This is so weird.
Because I can still hear myself.
So
there's feedback.
Maybe we can. Hello.
Okay. Ayan. No. But Rika's mic is off now. So, okay. Anyway, good morning to everybody. Join us on facebook.com/RX931, Twitch TV, and YouTube
Live. Sige nga, turn it on.
Ayan, no, may echo, no?
Like,
what if we do muna?
T.
Anyway, Marky, I think, will be joining us today as well. Let's wait for him a little bit while we also try to figure out what's going on.
But okay. Here we go. I'll just go on with this. Let's start the first batch of the top ten.
Jowa bucket list.
Thank you, Odiwan Kenobi,
for the topic.
Napaka weird.
Na ubulit.
Okay. So let's start off at number 10 with Camila's entry. Jowa bucket list to buy our own real estate properties pero magkatabi or within the vicinity. Like, hiwalay siya. You have your own, I have my own, but it'll be maybe in the same village.
So pag may LQ tayo, you go to your place, I'll go to mine.
That's,
we don't have to
cool.
see each other. Yeah. I like that. Parang may escape.
And then, tsaka even if, let's say, hindi naman yung, you don't need an escape from each other. But more like, at least dalawa yung property nyo, you can live in one, rent the other.
Or pag nagsawa kayo dun sa isa, lipat naman kayo sa kabila.
Diba? So, aliw. And also, number 9 from Lori. Jowa bucket list, mag road trip all around Luzon. Bonus, if parehas marunong mag-drive, para shifting ng driving.
Yeah, para hindi lugi yung isa.
Huwag nang shifting. Isa na lang. Gusto mahilig naman mag-drive.
Parang ano eh, balita ko, minsan hindi naman ikaw yung nagda-drive, pero kumakambyo ka. Diba?
Ano nangyari yun?
Hindi ko alam. Minsan daw, pwedeng ganun.
At saka hindi pwede mangyari yun kasi wala naman kaming manual. Automatic, guys. Automatic.
Okay, sige na nga.
And number 8 from the Super Malas guy, yung nakaabang ka sa kanya sa airport,
Tapos tatakbo siya sa'yo. Tapos tatakbo kayo towards each other. Tapos yeah. magtatakbo, sabay kiss, and then buhat. Tapos yung may twirl pa, may twirl.
Yeah.
Yay! Okay. We can hear you now, Rica.
Great.
Okay. And number 7 from Patrick Starlord, Jowa Bucket List, magkaroon din ng classy nude beach photos. Mala Troy and Aubrey.
Oh. Sino Troy and Aubrey?
Troy Montero and Aubrey Miles.
Ano ba? Akala ko si Troy, ano?
Sivan?
Hindi. Troy and Gabriella yung kilala ko. Ano High School Music.
Hindi.
Ano ba? Totoong tao pala. I thought like you're talking about like, characters.
They're just so gorgeous as a couple.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's amazing. And I do like their photos kasi very classy.
Mm-mm.
Totoo yun eh. It's not just like, wala lang. Hubad for hubad purposes. But it's really like they make really nice photos. Number 6 from Rudes Antonio, Jowa Bucket List, Cook Off. So both kaming magluluto ng specialty dishes namin. Tapos sabay namin kakainin. That would be nice, di ba? Yung may specialty siya.
Kaso yung kasi kikritik eh, di ba?
Hindi, wala nang kritik-kritik. Yung cook-off parang not because you're going to decide. It's just what you call it. Na parang basta specialty mo, specialty ko. And we'll enjoy it. Yeah. Wala nang judgment. Wala nang judgment.
They can't hear me on StreamYard. Okay, hello.
Oh.
Yeah. We had to turn it off kanina kasi with the feedback. So anyway, we're good now.
And number 5 from the Caesar Salad, Jowa Bucket List, to be successful in our respective fields and not feel competitive with each other's success.
That's rare, huh? Kasi a lot of couples, pag same field, sometimes you don't want to feel competitive, but it's kind of inevitable that you feel a little, especially kung ikaw yung nalalamangan lagi.
Alam mo, this is really the truth. You know, I do get competitive with everyone except my significant other.
Wow.
Hindi kasi parang ano eh. Kasi parang for me, I don't see the point in
true in
being competitive with them. Kasi you're like, you're one unit.
True.
Like, kung successful yung kasama mo, magkikinabang ka naman dun eh.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you, Chico. But I don't see the appeal. Kumbaga parang pag naging competitive na sila with me, I would just be like, I support you.
Let's ask the person na may experience. Now what if nasa same field kayo?
Oh,
diba?
It doesn't work.
Diba? Nagkakaroon talaga ng competition eh.
Tsaka lalo na kung ano.
What if you're up for the same parts pati?
Pag lumabas yung movie nyo ng sabay.
Hello, they're like 10 years older than me. I'll be playing the younger role. They'll be playing the...
Oh, the shade!
Teka lang! Anong masama sa 10 years
old? Oh, damn! You hit a spot!
At anong masama sa 10
this
years
is what
older?
This is what I love about Marky. You know, you barely turned on the mic and he's already throwing shade.
Sobrang shady!
I know, right? Alam
mo mula ngayon, tawag namin sa'yo.
Shade right back at you.
Ano? Ang tatawag namin sa'yo sa talaga, ano? Ang munting prinsipe.
Si Shady!
Anong yak?
Yun na talaga. Mula ngayon. Oh, andito
si
na.
Shady! Ang munting prinsipe.
Love it.
Walang kwenta. And also, number 4, coming from Mayor, Jowa Bucket List, yung pareho na kayo sa emergency contact sa phone ng bawat isa.
Oh, that's sweet.
That's sweet. That is sweet.
Ako automatic.
Of course, you never want that day to come. Nakakailanganin yung emergency number because that means something wrong happened, right?
Pero ako automatic when we're together, you're like AAA and then your name. So that you're the first person on my contact list.
Mm. Ako hindi ko na kailangan.
Chico. Ah, well.
Hindi na kailangan na
hindi na kailangan.
Kasi ano eh, nandun na sa A
eh. Oo, hindi na kailangan. Medyo na sa ano na.
Uh-oh.
Or minsan ginagawa ko.
Sa A na.
Yung A, lalagyan ko lang ng parenthesis para siya yung una.
Kasi baka may ano eh, may mauna.
Mm-hmm.
True.
And
pero teka muna, di, bakit mo pa pinalangan ng sorry.
Sige, kaya mo yan.
Dapat A din para mas
wag na, wag na.
Hindi ko naman ano, ano aardvark. Gusto mo pala natin
na. Aaron, Aaron is AA.
Oo nga, no, Aaron.
Diba? Ano pa ba yung AA?
Aaron.
Parang wala nang AA na name, no? Other than Aaron.
Just, yeah.
Uh-oh.
That's the only name I could think of.
Aaliyah.
Oh, Aaliyah.
Aaliyah.
Oo nga, that's even higher than Aaron. So, I actually know someone from school before, from college. And his name was AA.
AA? Oh, yeah. I actually know someone named AA
din.
Diba?
AA. So, yeah, wala na. Parang, yun na talaga yung first. I don't think anyone can go beyond AA. You know, so...
Meron.
That is true.
Si A. Kung A lang.
Ah, kung A lang.
Oh, diba?
Wait, does A go before AA?
No, I think AA goes before A.
Parang AA goes before A.
Oo.
Ang lalamang
sa contact.
AAA.
Oo. Kasi I remember ganun kami eh. Ganun kami sa family. Like sa contacts ni Mama, A. Ay, AAA. Tapos AA. Tapos A.
A.
Yeah.
Ah.
So okay. You mean... Ah, okay. Okay.
Okay, and number three from Stephanie, Jowa Bucket List. Yung pag nagdilim ang paningin ko, tanging boses lang niya ang magpapakalma sa akin. Alam niyo, pag nagbawala ka na, yung like nobody can get to you, nobody can, wala ka nang nadidinig na iba, tapos biglang dadating siya, tapos siya lang yung, it's me. Tapos suddenly you're like, parang Hulk, biglang magiging Bruce Banner ka ulit.
Parang okay. Ano, parang do you want to be that, ano, that person?
What? Well, they're special someone, yeah, syempre. Mm-hmm. Di ba parang ikaw yung nobody can reach them except you? That would be nice.
True. Okay.
And let's see, coming from Memski at number two, dahil nalibot na namin ang buong mundo, ang nasa bucket list na namin, space. Ang susunod
wow.
Na
hello? Jeff Bezos ang ano mo niyan?
Or Inspiration 4. Kasi diba sila yung mga...
Ah.
Kasi yun talagang like, they orbited. Kasi kala Jeff, diba, you just go up, tapos bilang, after a few minutes, you go back down.
True.
Yung Inspiration for 3 days, orbiting the Earth.
Mm.
Mas legit pa yun. Kasi talagang, you know, you need to survive for 3 days, you know, and you're not actual astronauts. You're mm-hmm. civilians. And the top Jowa bucket list comes from Puchoy Choy.
Puchoy Choy says,
yung kakausapin ako ng nanay niya, aabutan ako ng blank na check at sasabihin, name your price.
Wow.
Dayuan mo ang anak namin. Tapos, pupunitin ko yung check sa harap niya. Tapos, magtatanan kami ng jowa ko papuntang Switzerland.
Crazy Richie. Napanood na namin yan.
Oo, diba? So, can you imagine na magagawa mo yun? O kayo, kunyari may jowa kayo. Mm. Tapos, sinabihan kayo ng nanay nila na filthy, crazy rich. Etong check eh, layuan nyo ang anak ko. Anong gagawin?
Hindi, ano yung nakalagay sa check eh?
Hindi,
blank check eh. G.
Ang bilis. Ang bilis. G, hindi na nag-isip.
Oo. I mean, ano pa ba? Diba? Parang, oh, yeah.
Paano? What about love?
Huh? What's that?
What about love? What
I love
about...
for ano, money. What? I love money. So.
Grabe o.
Hindi. Siyempre, it's easy for us to say kasi we don't have a specific
person
in
mind. Yeah,
but
exactly.
I think when you are in love, medyo you will take longer naman to think. But I will still take the check. But you know, I will probably need, you know, 15 minutes to decide. Kasi pag ngayon mo tinanong sa akin yan, di ba, in an instant, I can give you my answer.
Oh, yeah.
Eh, wala kasing tao.
Yun
diba?
Nga, pero so, kung may tao na, medyo mapapaisip ako.
Lisa.
Pero I will still take the check.
Lisa Vanderpump.
Well, she has money, so... Pwede namang siya yung piliin ko.
Oo nga. And there you go. We've got one more batch coming up, but we will play a couple of songs first here in the RX booth, but we will stay on Facebook Live.
See you there if you're not there yet, and we will give you the second batch in just a little bit.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for
today. So many buttons to push.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we were talking about kanina off air during our FP in between. Ano daw, contrasting opinions of what's something that we, the hosts, have contrasting opinions of. And we said love. So we were kind of trying to figure out how we differ in terms of, you know, our beliefs in love.
Mm.
Tapos may nang may ano dito, may nagsasabi na sinong masochistic at sinong sadistic.
Oh.
Ay, at sabi nila hindi daw ako ano, masochistic, manong sistic daw.
Parang may parang sakit naman.
Tsaka ano ah, si Nathaniel may suggestion ano? For taste test. Lola Nena's triple cheese donuts.
Oh, that's the
best. Magpapadala ba kayo dito?
Have you not tried that?
I have not.
I haven't. I actually
really?
Have not.
It's so masarap.
Oh, let's do it for this Friday. God. How do we do
but
it?
But can we
order?
Can we send it before
10? Pwede ba sa morning?
Yeah, kasi usually mga ganyan, parang ano yan eh, di ba? After.
So parang masyado
ba? Or we can order it the night before.
Pwede.
I
guess.
Yeah, because it's donuts naman eh. Or unless you want, I know a place in Eastwood also that sells something similar to that, but it's not as good.
Let's do that. Tapos ikaw rin, Marky, kumuha, mag-order ka rin dyan para sabay-sabay tayo. Even though you're at home and we're here. Diba? Para at least sabay-sabay tayo. Oh, that's I want to try it. Okay.
OMG.
Here we go.
On GCC.
Josiel Carlos. Yes, we do see the chat.
Okay, let's do the top 10 Joa bucket list. Let's start off thanking Odie-1 Kenobi, of course. Starting off at number 10 from Marcha Aguilar and the Talking Lens, to have our own gaming setup each so that every night is game night.
Oh, that's so cool.
Cute.
And you can opt to play with each other or like on
against
your own.
Uh-uh.
One is playing one game, the other one.
And I'm sure because you guys have like your preferences.
Yep.
Diba?
That sounds good.
Yeah, that's cute.
Number 9 for Miss Mema, achieving our individual goals together. Mm. Like, it doesn't have to be like you go off and chase your dreams, I'll go chase mine. Pwede namang we're chasing our individual dreams while you're together. Kasi rare naman yung case na medyo prerequisite that you don't spend time together to chase your dream.
But you know, nice. That's like my favorite thing. Yung parang cheering on my significant other.
True.
Parang ang lakas yung parang ang lakas ng feeling na I'm so happy that you're happy.
Yun eh. Diba, that's why, diba, that earlier thing na being competitive, I just really don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really like, of course I want to see my significant other be successful.
No, the problem is, if you want to see your significant other successful and they don't want to see you succeed and they want to be the only successful one in the relationship, that's when it becomes toxic.
Ayoko naman.
It takes a while before you find out.
Dapat
both. Sometimes you're helping and you're being there for them, but then there's a part of them that's just like, wait, I need to be the star.
I was gonna say, it's easy to be supportive when you, yourself, you're successful also. The minute though that you're struggling and your significant other starts to flourish while you're struggling, that's a little bit more difficult.
Hindi, sa akin kasi parang basta you give me money, I'm okay.
Oo nga. Hindi, basta hindi mo ko iiwanan.
Oo,
alam mo yun. Not in the like literal sense, pero yung wag mo kong kakalimutan.
Oo,
you know, because I am here for you.
And
no
I'm willing to take like the backseat, be your biggest supporter.
But wouldn't that hurt your ego just a little bit? That
so I'm super
not
no.
Performing, you're not, you know, on par with each other.
I won't even think that way. Ako parang
I'd be like, yay, you're successful.
Oh, ganun.
My love, yes. Mm-hmm. I get it.
Number. I guess that's why it didn't work for me.
I'd rather be the successful one and have my significant other be cheering for me.
But then again,
Yeah, no, that's
Then I again, yung personality din naman na, I mean, diba, pag ganun, you won't let yourself fall behind din naman. Diba?
Oo.
That's the ideal situation. Yeah, oo.
And, number 8 coming from Patrick Starr. Oh yeah, that was already number 8. Number 6 na pala, sorry. From Duncan Santos. Number 7 from Loris. My vegan boyfriend's mom will cook a feast of meat-based dishes when she knows I'll drop by. So, alam mo yun, because she knows that you're not vegan.
Like, okay.
Gagawan kanya ng dish for you.
Aww, you're special. Speaking of, did you read about that babysitter that was being asked to pay a mom for feeding her vegan kids meat? I think she fed them nuggets or something. So, she's being asked to pay up for the damages. Parang ganun.
Pero
what are
the damages?
Pinakain mo ng something na hindi nila, hindi part ng diet nila. So, parang, alam mo yun, you're in trouble.
I wonder how you get the amount though. Kasi, I don't think naman the will get sick. It's more of like, hindi mo lang sinunod yung instructions.
Yet, something like
pay
that.
Pay for the whole cow.
As opposed to, let's say, they're allergic to it. Pinakain mo ng allergic siya doon, tapos na-hospital. Then, you pay for the hospital bills, right? Parang ganun.
Maybe yung singil is, ibalik mo yung binayad sa'yo babysitting.
Oh, baka
kasi
pa.
You didn't do your job.
Kasi
well,
I don't know lang how to put an amount to that. Like, kunyari, I don't allow my kid to drink soft drinks. Tapos pinainom mo ng soft drinks. Okay, pay me. Di ba, parang how do you peg the amount?
Pero kasi exactly. Medyo yung sa meat, kung vegan, lalo na if they really don't eat meat and their kids, I'm guessing they might get sick.
Sa bagay. Or siguro upset stomach.
Parang ganun,
maybe no? Maybe not, ano naman, get sick. Kasi I remember, I was vegetarian for, actually vegan na siya eh, for like 10 years. The first time I ate meat, parang nahilo lang ako. Tapos I kind of threw up. But I didn't get sick.
Although like, you were a meat eater kasi before. Pero yeah. What if kaya, kunyari, yung kid never talaga siyang pinakain ng meat? Alam mo yun?
Ah,
what if?
Ever.
Oo.
Sabagay.
And like there are times now where you can actually find out what you are allergic to.
Oh,
food-wise.
Diba?
Just by checking your DNA.
Yeah.
Like, they actually just sent me this full, parang Circle DNA sent me this full analysis of my blood work. I'm apparently 50% European, 30% Chinese, and 20% Southeast Asian.
Oh.
Things you find out.
Wait, yeah. Do you have to like input and like your data on like a website or whatever?
No. What you do is you just swab yourself, right? And then you put it inside this tube, and they don't even ask you more details than what you give them. And then you send it, it's in Singapore, then you send it over there, and then they tell you what food you are, that you can't eat, what food you should avoid, what dietary supplements or medication that you are allergic to.
Yeah.
All sorts of different things.
Meron akong ano kasi.
Quite interesting.
Paranoid lang siguro ako. But somebody asked me, they also wanted to send me that. Naisip ko lang na parang, what if they're just like getting people's data and, you know, putting it somewhere.
Kapanood mo yan ng ano
it's gonna be like, alam mo yun?
Tapos
parang,
ano? Tapos bibigyan ka rin ng makakakuha ka ng ano.
I know, but it's like your DNA.
Hindi, after mga 3 months, makakakuha ka ng calling card na may triangle square tsaka
square. Diba? They didn't get your name or whatever, but they got the ultimate data of all time. Your DNA.
Hindi,
you know what I mean?
Ikakalat nila sa crime scene.
Fast forward, bigla may makikita tayong ano, baby Marky na naglalakad.
Diba? What if like they're getting your DNA and like
you
testing it for something?
You were cloned.
I wouldn't mind seeing a cloned version of me. That would be cool one day. Just a baby walking version, down the street and seeing a younger version of you.
And
that'd be really cool.
Diba, ang
napaisip lang ako from when I first got the email, yun yung agad naisip ko na parang, wait, I'm gonna send my DNA to some.
Medyo, when you think about it, actually, may ganong aspect na
diba?
Parang,
I mean, that's my conspiracy theory.
I don't think naman.
I mean, we don't know these things could happen until they happen. You know what I mean?
True.
But then again, you find out so many interesting things. Like,
I know.
Example,
of course, you have like, to get
something
back.
They do that for animals din, di ba?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah, kasi parang if you don't know din daw the breed of your dog, pwede siya. Tapos sasabihin nila sa'yo, kunyari, you know, aspin yung aso mo. Uh-huh. Wala siyang ano. Malalaman mo kung ano, anong
yeah. Ako nga ano eh, when I got my results, ang nakalagay dun parang, I'm 99% unicorn.
And one talaga, totoo. Hindi totoo.
And 1% human.
Sabi, 99% delusional and 1% human.
And numbers...
1% side to side.
Ito talaga minsan. Number 6 from Duncan Santos. Yung sabay kayo hihiga sa rooftop habang ninanamnam nyo ang mga patak ng ulan sa balat ninyo habang magkaharap ang inyong mga mukha.
Wow. It's like a music
kaya
video.
Kaya kung naka...
Baka pulmon, magka-pulmonya kayo dyan, ha?
Pumasok sa tenga nyo yung...
Batang hamog.
Baka naman naka-earbuds, naka-earplugs or something.
Number 5 from the Talking Lens. Pag nagkaroon ng zombie apocalypse at nakagat siya, tapos magkakaroon kami ng drama scene habang hinahayaan kong kainin niya ako.
Huh?
Hindi kasi di pa zombie. So parang hindi na siya tatakbo kasi parang without you, what's the point? So sige, eat me na lang.
When kaya? When
kaya? When kaya? Okay. Okay. Number 4 from Camilo. Throw a big fun party after getting married secretly. Oh, that's cute. Yung parang, you won't invite people to the ceremony. You'll just do it very intimately. Tapos, magpapaparty kayo after the fact. Na parang, hey, guess what? We got married. Let's have a party. I've actually hosted...
that's cute.
A reception na gano'n. Hindi na siya reception. Like, a party. Post-wedding party.
Yeah.
Like, they got married abroad. Tapos, nagpa-party na lang sila.
Oh, I have a friend who also did that. Like, diba? Kasi they had limited invites to the actual wedding.
Yeah.
So, they only invited the, like, their immediate family and super closest friends lang. Tapos, the other friends and the other relatives got to go to a party after the wedding.
Yun. Ganun. And, I forgot to read this one from Nero. Yung may pa, hold my hand habang nakatalikod picture kami. Yeah, alam mo yung nauso of few years ago.
Yung naka-look back.
Yung naka-look back pa. Tapos number 3, from Green Andrew, Jowa Bucket List, yung magiging greatest insecurity ng respective exes namin, ang isa't isa, once they see us together.
No.
Alam mo yung parang, yung ex mo, magiging insecurity ako, yung ex ko, magiging insecurity ka. Kasi parang, they look so good together. So, yeah. Pero sa akin kasi talaga, parang,
I don't care about.
I mean, not that I don't care. Actually nga, I care pa nga in a positive way about my exes. Pero, like, I don't feel the need for them to be part of that whole narrative na may inggitan pang mangyayari.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I wouldn't want to put them through that, if ever that were the case, ha? But I don't think they care to yet. And,
ako parang ano, parang, kunwari, super pretty ng ex nila. I'm like, uy, I'm pretty.
Iba naman yung ano.
Parang,
eh.
Parang may dating yung, na...
Iba yung kinainggitan mo eh. Parang,
tsaka parang, pwede ko pa siyang ligaw.
Hindi, more like, I wanna be friends with her. Parang ganon. Oh, she's super pretty. Oh,
okay.
I see.
Friends who, ano,
Friends
who touch each other sometimes, ganon.
Hindi, ano lang, yung friends lang.
Friends diba? Who give each other a bath, ganon.
Diba?
Ganon, ganon.
Diba, Hazel, friends tayo?
Ex-roommates who give each other
you know
a
what,
bath.
You know what they say, friends who eat mani together, stay together.
Ay, hindi ah, si Rica lang ang kumakain
si
ng mani.
Si Rica lang nagmamani dito eh.
Pinamimigay ko na nga yung mani ko, ayaw nila eh. Ayaw ni Chico, ayaw ni
You're barking up the wrong
kasi ano eh, specific na money yung mga gusto ko eh. Oo,
pop star.
And number 2 from ODH, Jowa Bucket List, yung idodon zulweta niya ako sa beach.
What? What
ano ba yun?
It refers to the act of being carried and twirled around by a guy the way Richard Gomez lifted Don Zulueta in their iconic 1991 movie, Hihintayin Kita sa Langit.
Isn't that also very time of your life?
Dirty Dancing.
Oo, di ba parang ganun din yun?
Actually, right. I have a feeling doon nila nakuha yun.
Mm.
Kasi nga, di ba, that whole ililift ka habang parang naka-airplane yung arms mo. Yun yung idodon zulueta ka. Ito naman si Oscar. Di na imagine ko tuloy talaga. Di na Don Zulueta siya. Natatawa niya. Oscar naman. And,
where was that from again?
Hihintayin kita. Hihintayin kita sa langit.
Gusto ko in-explain na ni Chico yung buong.
No, but diba, it was a different one. It was a different. Was
yun
it a daw. Series?
Yun daw eh. No. It's a movie. Movie siya.
Movie ba?
Diba they were the parang love team at the time? And they were together, right? Weren't they together in real life?
Pag babinuhat ka sa waist or sa kilikili?
Sa waist.
Okay.
Oo, sa waist. Kasi pag sa kilikili, parang kang nakapako. Kasi parang...
parang hindi sexy. What's that? Parang kang bug. Parang bata. Diba pag...
kasi ano, hindi ko alam yung logistics of it all.
Alam mo yung parang kang nakapako. Ang pangit.
Imagine mo yung I had the time of my sabay buhat sa kilikila.
Tapos
ang pangit kasi ang init. Tapos kung pawis pa yung ano mo, kilikili mo. Di ba medyo
wag kilikili. Wag kilikili. Tsaka parang Lion King na doon. Kilikili. And the top Jowa bucket list comes from Pepper JP.
Pepper JP says,
yung foursome kami sa park, kaming dalawa and our respective nurses, kasi sabay na kaming tumanda.
Oh.
You know, yung mga ganyan, very bittersweet. I mean, it's very sweet because obviously, like, you stayed together till the point na kailangan nyo na ng assistance just to go to the park. But it's also very sad. Kasi parang like, gets? Yung parang, you kind of like, because the relationship is so good, it's also sad to see that it's also coming to an end eventually.
Aww. Well, kung peers kayo, di ba? Kung mag-aabot kayo na ganun.
Totoo naman.
Pero if you date like younger, if you date younger, usually, ikaw lang yung naka-wheelchair tapos siya yung nagtutulak.
Ikaw yung, oo. Oh.
Or, kung ikaw naman yung mahilig sa older, siya yung naka-wheelchair ka mag-wheelchair.
Oo. Oh, oh. Ah, but what about us?
It's walang hanggan pala, Chico.
Ah, walang hanggan?
I think.
Oh, okay.
No, I mean, they did it again.
Ah,
that's why
okay.
They started talking about it.
Pero si Don Zulueta pa.
Yeah, si Don Zulueta pa din. I mean, like, it was originally in that movie that you're talking about, Chico. But they did it again in a series. And that's why Vice brought it up. That's why it became a thing.
Siyempre, si Don Zulueta pa rin. Imagine mo kung si ano pala yun. Si Sharon Cuneta. Pero ang saying, i-Don Zulueta mo ko para
umiyak. Oh, oh. So, tayo.
What about us?
So, dapat yung ano ha. Dapat yung hindi nyo pa nagagawa.
Mm.
What you would love to...
Bucket list? You would love to add
to your bucket list.
I don't know.
You know what? I've always wanted to add this to my bucket list because I've never actually done it, but the beach.
With your, ano?
The beach. Yeah.
With what?
Like the drink.
Huh?
Sex on the beach. Yes.
Ay, wala ka naman pala. Hindi mo pa nagagawa.
I haven't done it.
Wala ka naman pala. Mahina ka naman pala.
Dami-daming
beach.
Hindi mo ba alam?
Amateur.
Hindi mo ba alam? Yun na yung bagong kasabihan. Pag gusto mong gawin yun, sabihin mo, i-Hazel Aguilon mo.
Sa beach? Ay, nako.
Mabuhangin ata eh. What if like something, you know, goes up
mabuhangin.
There?
You know, I thought I would tick that off my bucket list in my last series, but no. It didn't happen.
Oh,
because we didn't get to go to the beach.
Roll yun eh. That doesn't count.
It's a roll,
be,
exactly.
It has to be like IRL.
It's gotta be IRL.
Ako siguro ano, like, kasi since I dreamt about it, It was just a dream. To have a baby together.
Oh.
Wow. Why not?
No.
Anything
no, no.
is I am possible.
Hanggang fur babies. Hanggang fur babies lang.
Uhe!
Ano ba naging baby mo sa tip? Baby yarn?
Baby yarn? Talaga biglang nag- Tapos kita mo, napapasok na si Hazel, naka-lamping.
Tsaka yung nasa ulo.
You know what, Chico? I just watched some series, I forgot what it was, or a movie, where there were four characters who like, miraculously got pregnant and two of them were boys. So it's possible.
No. Mm. Hindi, like, kasi like, yung sa dream ko, yeah. it was a friend's baby. I had a dream. Wala silang, wala yung K&K kahapon.
Walang K&K kahapon.
I was telling Hazel, I actually had a weird dream. I dreamt that I went to a gathering, like a party, in somebody's house, a friend's house. So I don't remember who the friend was. Tapos parang sabi, oh, Chico, like try it out. Tapos pinabuhat sa akin yung baby nila. And then I was like, oh my gosh, he's so cute. What a wonderful, cute little baby. Tapos sabi nila, you can take him home. He's yours. And I was like, what? So alam mo yun, basta weird yung dream eh. Tapos, like, nag-fast forward yung dream and I was like, I got the baby's bottle, tapos pinapatulog ko siya, breastfeeding.
Parang Pyrex lang.
Ganon.
Sa inyo na yan.
Parang ganon. Alam mo yun, parang pag may nagustuhan kang ano flower vase, na ang ganda naman nito. Ay, sa'yo na yan!
Ang guna, buhay mo na. Bagay yun sa inyo.
Oo, totoo. May mga
pero
ganon.
Pero baby.
Tapos that was my dream. So, yeah, I mean, I guess it would be something, wala lang. Bucket list lang. Pero it's not like something that I really seriously want.
But I mean, I think that in your dream, something in you really wants to have a kid.
Well, maybe. Kasi I'm a really good fur parent. Mm. So, siguro in my head, I'm thinking, maybe I'll make a great dad.
Can I ask, if you were, you know, if you had a kid and you had a teenage kid and they asked you, whether it be a boy or a girl, that they wanted to date someone and sleep over at their house, what would you say?
I would be so stressed. Pero obviously, I'm going to be like, with reservations. Kasi I don't see the point rin in being too strict because they're gonna do it anyway, behind my back. So, yeah. Parang, I'd be that kind of parent. I'd just be super stressed the entire time.
Would you take a friend's egg?
Oh.
And? Hard boil it? Like, wait, whose egg?
Male or female? Friend. Female.
Why not?
Meron pang male egg. Oo nga.
Dalawa.
Hello. Iba yun eh.
Dalawa pa nga eh.
Iba yun.
Hindi, yeah, I would.
You would?
Yeah.
Like, kunwari, they really have no plans on having a kid.
Pero kasi, di ba, you still need a surrogate for that. It's not like, oh, ito yung egg ko, lagay mo sa ano.
O, di kunwari sila mismo, they would carry it.
Yeah, feeling ko lang complex.
Ay, kasi, so would you want kasi, a person who you do not know
yes,
at all?
Yes.
That's the ideal scenario.
I would prefer
totoo,
that.
Diba?
Kasi but then again, if you think about it, sobrang ang laki ng mura kapag... And I mean, because... Technically, it still costs a lot of money.
Parang feeling ko we're about to get an offer at some point. Dito sa conversation.
Kasi Rika, parang nag-a-apply na yun.
Hindi
na eh. Ay, nako, Mars. Mas mura pag ako.
Mas mura dito. Paglabas natin ng booth, meron na siyang ano, print out ng kontrata.
Alam mo, Chico, dito ka na. Sing ganda, pero hindi sing ma.
Ayoko na.
Gano'n na ba tayo ka-behind sa renta?
Grabe. Grabe na po ang mga office.
Grabe na po.
Nagtatanong lang. Just asking.
Pero paano kung ano? Paano kung naging serial killer yung ano mo?
Delix. So, oh.
Yun lang.
Surrogate. Delix.
Oh, ano ba sa atin?
Oo. Oh,
oo.
Oh.
Sige.
Ako siguro, I've never done it kasi, travel, intern, like, outside the Philippines.
Oh,
like, never.
With a significant other.
Oh,
that would be, alam mo, it's really a
I've
test.
Never.
It's really a test.
And I'm also a little scared. I'm a little skeptical also because yun nga, my main concern lagi would be, I don't want to ruin it with a fight, you know? Because I feel like...
Inevitable yun eh. Ang maganda nga kasi is that matetest kayo kung bagay kayo talaga. Kasi even with friends, ha? Like when you travel, lalo na dalawa lang kayo, tapos you travel somewhere. Doon yung makikita kung compatible ba kayo as friends, as significant others. Kasi matetest talaga yung patience nyo with each other.
Yeah.
You need to have those fights. For example, you have years and years where you're not fighting, and then at one point, like 7 years later, during that itch where you finally have that big fight that you didn't have for 7 years, that could break you up.
Hindi, I mean like fighting in like a destination. Yung parang nagbabakasyon tayo, ba't mo ko inaaway?
Ganun. It happens.
I mean like fights obviously in a relationship, I kind of get. It's natural.
I remember the worst fight we've ever had while on a trip. In one Maldives trip.
Oh my.
Tapos bigla, out of nowhere, sabi sa akin ni Baby Whale, ano nangyayari? Sabi ko, ha? Bakit? Bakit di ka sweet?
Ala! Galit yarn!
Oo! Kasi
ba't ka nag-umaarte? Anong meron?
Hindi ko na maalala. Pero it was probably something. Kasi I'm naturally, di ba, very clingy. Di ba sabi ko nga sa inyo, parang minsan maiirita kayo na ang clingy-clingy ko. Pero the moment I stop, suddenly you're like, what's going on? Like, are you mad? Are you like, so yun, parang feeling
na. So baka
na,
nagdampo ka at some
baka,
point.
Baka, uh-huh. But I don't remember na. Basta naalala ko na lang, bigla na lang siyang nagalit na, oh sige, pumunta pa tayo dito. Tapos hindi ka.
Oh my gosh, that's so cute!
Kasi lang daw ako, nakigala ako sa kama, nag-iPad. Hindi ko daw siya pinapansin. So yeah, memory ka na.
Ano, ako siguro Joe bucket list. To find someone that would make me selfless.
Oh!
To find someone na I would put ahead of me. Alam mo yun, before me. Something like that. Like, because I don't think I've ever actually loved anyone to the point na mas mahal ko siya than myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, gets.
I don't know. I kind of want to experience that. I guess.
Siguro ano eh, di ba? Parang, yung lagi nilang sinasabi na pag nahanap mo yung katapat mo. Kasi di ba, like, we always talk about it on the show na, this is how you are, this is how you are, this is how you are. And then suddenly you meet someone and you're like doing the complete opposite of how you usually behave in a relationship. Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting because I was so clingy in all the previous relationships and they didn't work out. And now I'm just like, yeah. But I'm not in a relationship.
Ang bilis na.
Because I'm not, but still, there are no problems.
Okay.
None. Zero.
Okay.
Absolutely nothing. So sometimes it's trying something new, something you haven't done before. Because when you get into a relationship, sometimes you do exactly the same thing as you did before. So if you go into a relationship and just be like, okay, let's try something new. Let's just be whoever we want to be this time. And if it works out, it works out. If it doesn't, then move on to the next one.
Yeah.
Instead of faking your persona. I mean, it happens that we create this version of ourselves that is more appealing to the person that we're with.
Okay.
Correct.
Thank you, Marky. Kangani Nathaniel. Exclusivo, Marky. Big long lumiko. Okay.
I actually, you know what? I like that. Parang yun din yung sa akin, aside from to be selfless, to be in a relationship with someone I can completely be myself with. Right. Yung hindi ko kailangan gumising ng, like, you know, extra early so I can curl my eyelashes and retouch my concealer, my under eye concealer. Tapos magpapanggap ako na, I just woke up. Alam mo yung ganun?
Nagawa mo na yun?
Girl.
Do you know me?
Tsaka yung someone I would feel comfortable na, alam mo yon, going to the bathroom with them around.
Yeah.
Because I've never, like, you know, I kaya hindi mag-shift yung boses
Hazel,
mo.
What are you talking about? You don't go to the bathroom, remember?
I do not. No, I don't.
No, you don't.
I don't have those needs.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Remember?
So, you know, to be comfortable enough to, alam mo yun, yung mga ganong bagay would be acceptable.
Tayong anyway. Dalawa. I've seen everything.
Okay. On that note, thank you for joining us.
Another cliffhanger. You guys. wondering. But
girl.
Yeah, we'll be back tomorrow for more of The Morning Rush. Thank you for sticking around. And thank you to Nikki for the extra time. She is up next. Stick around. Bye.
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 TMR. The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. Your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your hosts, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, you so legendary.
Hazel.
I'm a savage. Yeah. Sassy. Moody. Hey. Nasty. Hey. Yeah.
Marky.
Yaddy, 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 yaddy.
Rika.
Smooth like butter, like a criminal undercover.
The Morning Rush. On air and online. TMR. The Morning Rush. From Manila's hottest monster, RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush. Top 10. The best-selling books. Hilarious topics. Intelligent, creative, and funny responses. TMR Top 10. Join in live on The Morning Rush. 6 to 10 a.m. Heard on air and online at rx931.com. And on the Monster RX93.1 radio app. Twitch.tv/MonsterRX931. And at RX931 on FB and YouTube. Only from Manila's hottest. Monster RX93.1.